This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots going on in the world. We discussed Andrew McCabe and the House of Cards about to fall down on the Democrats. It's going to get ugly for them. That scandal is just out there shaking. I just want you to think of it as just it's trembling out there, right? It's ready to come. And it's big. It's going to be huge. And then, of course, there's the fallout of the Democrat debate that occurred last week. I want to still talk about that because that's got implications that people aren't really paying attention to. I was looking at a story about it, and they were talking about who gained and who lost. Joe Biden lost like 2.5% or something, and Elizabeth Warren gained like 9.5%. This is based on, you know, people responding back. But I want to give you a little bit of a breakdown of it because specifically – there are some implications for Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris. So more on that fallout. There was some international news. Iran is apparently up the ante, attacking Saudi oil fields, and Donald Trump has said, we may attack, we may not, etc. Let me just save you some time. Donald Trump's not going to attack Iran. I'm gonna tip his hand for him. See, I have gotten inside the head of Donald Trump. And there's the reason why I will tell you he's not going to attack Iran is because it would just be a slap. It would be what we call a love tap. It wouldn't be a knockout punch. Donald Trump only is going to attack you with the military when he can deliver a knockout punch. And he's not ready to do that. That there would be too much shifting away from his policies and making America great again than to start a war. Iran knows that. And that's why they're going to pick fights. Now, what Donald Trump will do is he'll say to Saudi Arabia, amass your army. He'll go to NATO and say, what do you guys want to do? But America is not going to get embroiled in a war that is going to drain resources and make him a warmonger, et cetera, et cetera. He's not going to play into that if he's smart, and I think he is. So let me just save you some time. As far as the price of oil goes and all that, Saudis will have to do what they do, which means they will probably need to partner, ironically, with Israel. Because Israel can take Iran out. No matter how big and bad Iran thinks they are, the Israelis have infiltrators and they can do some pretty serious damage to Iran. But just so we're clear, so can America. We can jack with all their systems. We have cyber warfare that will make Iran have to really rethink its position. But for right now, they're gonna do their devilishment because they need to get on Trump's radar. The same way Kim Jong-un did. He had to get on Trump's radar. And now he's in his graces. In fact, Donald Trump is over at an international event in Iran, says, we will not talk to the United States until they stop their economic, I think they called it economic terrorism. And until then, they're gonna have to sit in the corner as we negotiate nuclearization. Yeah, good luck with that. Let's just see how that economic terrorism continues to play out. Hey, Sweden did something kind of interesting. A guy wanted to get a Trump, this Trump is his license plate, and they denied it. They called it, I forget, they said it was not terror, but it was something crazy that they, no, you can't do that because it would be an act of idiocy or an act of terror. You know, it was a slap in the face a little bit to Donald Trump. If you want to take it that way. Because they go, well, it could create a stir or something like that. Ah, whatever. What's Sweden trying to tell us? I know what Norway's trying to tell us. Have you seen Norway's new leader? A woman. This woman is like, screw the leftist agenda. Screw the Muslims. We are limiting Muslims. They're starting to deport these Muslim radicals out of Norway. Norway's like, no tolerance for it. The woman who leads that country is like, I'm not even going. Don't even try to guilt me into whatever. If you want to come here and be a part of Norway, be part of Norway. She is a Donald Trump woman. I mean, the woman leading Norway might as well be Trump. That'll tell me, folks, it is a new day out there for the world. for the world. The media doesn't want to tell you that these leaders are starting to capitulate. They don't want it. They don't want you to believe. And I'm just kind of recapping here that the former administration, Barack Obama, attacked Donald Trump. They don't want you to understand that through the Democratic debates, you can see how crazy these people are. They don't want you to understand that Donald Trump isn't a warmonger who's going to go and just start bombing people willy-nilly. They don't want you to understand that the international community, the Swedish license plate notwithstanding, sees Donald Trump as a true leader. They don't want you to hear that stuff. Another thing they don't want you to hear is there was a special election that occurred. It's got huge implications, and I want to talk about that here in the show today. Huge. I'm not talking about little. It's got huge implications. They don't want to tell you. I'll tell you something else. They don't want you to know about the poverty rate. Maybe we'll get to that today. They don't want you to know these things. The poverty rate dropping, the economy doing well, they are looking for any distraction. College cheaters are back in the news. Sentencing of Felicity Huffman, if you want to call it that. So we'll talk about that too. But here's what I really want you to understand listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Truth wins out. Things will ultimately work out in our favor. This is biblical. But it's more than biblical. It's just the fact of nature. Truth wins out. The evolution of the world, if you will, is a search for truth. The evolution of man, the evolution of animals, it is a search of truth, a better, higher being. And things adjust in order to pursue that truth. In other words, lies get better in order for the truth to get better. I know that sounds really weird, but it's true. Think about raising your kids in the old days. You didn't have all these gadgets that you could track them with. So kids could lie. But guess what? They have a lot less ability to lie to you because the truth has gotten better. You've got a lot more gadgets and things to search things out. And so you weren't there when you said you were. And the kids are going to continue to refine the line because there's this search for the ultimate truth. I want you to just consider a world where your children could do nothing without you knowing what they were doing. I mean, you were in their heads. I wouldn't want to live in that world because I think kids need to grow up and do their little dirty or whatever. But I'm just saying, imagine that world. Because it is a search for ultimate truth. I don't want that ultimate truth. I think human beings need to make mistakes because that's what we learn from. But I want to talk to you about the truth winning out and why we've won out over the past few days, certainly with this Kavanaugh.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I got fired for calling the Kavanaugh accusers lying skanks, and I accept my punishment. I accept it gladly, handily. I would do it all over again. I would not change a thing. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I warned you guys that if I was to get into any kind of trouble in my political, if you want to call it that, career, political punditry career, would be around feminism, because there's a rallying call around feminists and the idea that they're right about everything. Well, they're not. I know women. You know women. If you are of age where you have kids or can have children, certainly if you're over the age of 40, you know women who are absolutely lying skanks and worse. You do. That's not even a bad term in terms of women. Women are far worse on each other than me calling the Kavanaugh accusers lying skanks. Because let me tell you something. People that are trying to bring Kavanaugh down are indeed lying skanks. Now, why did he survive? I want you to imagine if one of the other presidential candidates, Republicans, whose SCOTUS nominee were under the fire of Kavanaugh at the time. Would that candidate have made it? Would Kavanaugh have made it if Ted Cruz or Rand Paul or any of these other candidates, if he had been their SCOTUS appointee? I think you know the answer. The answer is no. Because that president would have abandoned Kavanaugh because they would have caved to the left. And President Trump, to his credit, did not do that. I'm not telling you I'm a huge fan of Kavanaugh's decisions so far, because they've been okay. He's no Gorsuch. He's certainly no Justice Thomas. But you know what? He's a good guy. And that's my thing about it. I don't know how he's going to end up being. But I'll tell you this. He's a good guy. I hope he goes our way. And I hope what's happening to him right now really makes him decide, you know what? Screw these leftists. Democrats continue trying to destroy a good man, an honorable man, because here's the deal, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Leftists see honor as a fault. Honor makes you a rube, a patsy, somebody to be taken advantage of. What a piece of journalistic trash written by the New York Times. And I asked the Democrats listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, if you want to comment, 844-551-8255, if you want me to verbally beat you down. How in the heck can you be happy with your tribe? How can you profess to be a Democrat looking for all things right in the world when you watch your leftist compadres try to destroy somebody on political ideology and using sluts to do it? That's what I'm saying. Using skanks. The New York Times was forced to correct a smear article on Justice Kavanaugh after it was revealed that they left the biggest piece of, quote, evidence out of the report. And here was their retraction. An earlier version of this article, which was adapted from a forthcoming book, did not include one element of the book's account regarding an assertion by a Yale classmate that friends of Brett Kavanaugh pushed his penis into the hand of a female student at a drunken dorm party. The Times wrote in the correction, the book reports that the female student declined to be interviewed, and friends say that she does not recall the incident. That information has been added to the article. Now, they omitted that. But let's just think about what they wrote. Forget about what they admit. Here's what they admitted to. That Kavanaugh and his buddies and a bunch of girls were at a party where a bunch of them got drunk. So drunk that the guys took Kavanaugh's penis. For all we know, Kavanaugh was passed out. They took his penis, put it in the hands of a girl who apparently was so passed out she doesn't remember. And this was a frat party, and this is what they report about. This is the assault that occurred. Now, I want you to just try to understand how believable that scenario is, first of all. I'm not a partier. I'm be honest with you. I'm not the guy that's been at the frat party, and I've never gone out to get drunk. Okay, I know that people do go do these things. But I want you to just run with me here for a second. Have you ever been, we've done some crazy things to drunk people, my drunk buddies. But I've never taken their penis out of their, crotchular region and shoved it at any girl who was asleep, awake, or otherwise. And I don't know many people that would even consider, I don't know many of my boys, I don't know many of them who would even think, you know what? While Kevin is passed out, we're going to grab his penis, and then we're going to shove it into the hand of a girl that's over there. Said no dude ever, and that did not happen. See, there are things that I believe that I go, well, it's a possibility, even if it's, remote. And then there are things that I go, if there's a frat handbook with all the pranks you can pull, that ain't in there. I mean, we've greased guys' butt cheeks and told them that the dude that there is a roommate is gay and stuff like that. We've done some crazy stuff in my day. By the way, that little incident that we did with a guy when he was new to football camp could be considered sexual harassment, probably, because we told him his roommate was gay. And when he passed out after drinking, we put Vaseline between his butt cheeks. So, I'm just saying, but I've never said, hey, let's take so-and-so's penis and let's go put in, if anything, we would put it in a dude's hand. This story was so fantastic, fantastically unbelievable, it's amazing that the New York Times would dare print it. And here's what's more unbelievable. The guy who wrote the book, the person who wrote the book, is a good friend of the Clintons. Now look, this is where I come back to. Leftists, you got to check yourselves. Then they write the correction. And this is where it really gets big. Oh, we're sorry. The girl denies it. She certainly has no memory of it, which means she was, if it did indeed happen and it didn't, then she was partying with them. It's like Blasey Ford and these guys, well, we went to all these different gangbangs and we watched Kavanaugh do this. Well, what were you doing there? In a word, participating? I mean, unbelievable, folks, that this is what one of the most venerable news agencies in the country, formerly. And this is the dribble that they report. And why are they doing it? Why are they going after Kavanaugh again? Because they didn't get him the first time. Because we were right. Here's the thing, and I'm going to go back to getting fired by Fox. Because people ask me all the time, oh, Kevin, I miss you, man. You miss being on. No. I stand on principle. I'm not wrong. Fox knows they're wrong. I was 100% right in what I said, and here we are revisiting it, and I'm even more right. The more they try to make Kavanaugh look stupid, the more we find out how disingenuous these people are. And this is going to cost them, and this isn't just this incident, this is just a symptom of liberalism, of leftism. It's going to cost them the election, because the more people go, holy crap, they still going after this dude? How many people now are looking at this Kavanaugh situation from the left going, wow, that was pretty bad what they did to Kavanaugh? That's what's happening.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, is testifying on Capitol Hill on Tuesday. Now, he is limited to what he can say, Republican Congressman from California, Kevin McCarthy, tells Fox News this is all about impeachment.
It's an imaginary impeachment. Nobody in America wants this. There are no facts for it. And here's Nadler, who campaigned to become chairman on the whole basis that he'd be best for impeachment the day after the election.
The White House has been teasing President Trump's push to reform gun legislation since last week. Even the president himself has been saying he's talking to leaders from both sides of the aisle, law enforcement, and seeking legal advice. Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner tells Fox News,
"We really need to look at a whole-scale approach and response here. You know, some of it is mental health. We hear in most of these stories after the fact, this is an individual who told others he wanted to be a mass shooter."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Here's what I don't get, is that, you know, I get that you want to make political points with this, but, you know, people like your family and what you represent, which, again, I believe is part of the blessing of this country, your fight is with the president that you support. He's the one who talks about people like your parents, like there's some other that shouldn't be in this country because they came here with nothing except the hope in their heart and wanting to make it. He doesn't want those people in this country now. AOC isn't your enemy. You can go after her policies and say they don't fit in a capitalist society. But if you may not believe it, but it's the truth, Elizabeth. He's the one who's going after people like your family.
I don't believe this because I stand by the president. And the thing is with the president, he fights against socialism in every turn that he can.
But he embraces dictators everywhere he finds them.
Freedom and economic opportunities. Look, he's working, you know, I'm not going to talk, I'm not here on the show to talk about some of what the president is doing from a foreign policy standpoint.
Why not?
My main point for creating this pact, well, I want to talk about my main point for creating this pact.
But if you're going to say that your fear is that we're going to have an autocratic regime that winds up killing people in the name of a political ideology, you have a president who I don't believe has any capability like that, but you look at a Duterte, he says favorable things. Putin, favorable things. Kim Jong-un, favorable things. That is what you should be scared about, is that him saying, we don't want Bahamians in there because they're drug dealers. We don't want people coming across our southern border because they're a brown menace. That should concern you. But you're likening AOC wanting a Green New Deal to somebody who tried to commit genocide in Cambodia?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. That was CNN's Chris Cuomo. What do they call him? Fredo? Fredo. And he's browbeating a woman of Latino, you know, descent. And he's saying that Donald Trump doesn't even want your people here, et cetera, et cetera. Which, of course, is a lie. And what's funny is he's saying to her, look, you're too stupid to have the right opinion about this. And I'm going to straighten you out. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I can't tell you how many Democrats, how many leftists want to straighten me out. And they don't want to just talk to me and say, Kevin, let's have a conversation about how stupid you sound or whatever. That's not it. No, they want, in some cases, to beat me up. And there are times where I'm convinced, I'm not even joking about this, they would kill me. There are people in this country who would kill me over my political views. I can tell you this. I have never wanted to do harm to anybody over their political views. And certainly wouldn't kill them. And I don't know of a single conservative. I'm not saying they don't exist, but I don't know of any who want to do harm or kill anybody over their political views. But I do know many Democrats who do. And the reason why I can say that definitively is because they send me notes. They write me notes. They send me videos wanting to kill me, hurt those around me. I've never sent a note to anybody, no matter how stupid their ideas are, and I could easily send that to any Democrat I know, but I've never sent a note saying, I can't wait, I'm going to get my hands on you, I'm going to kill you over your views, you know, I'm going to kill everybody around you, I'm going to kill your kids and all that. I would never even think to do that. But if I tell you that that happens to me, you can guarantee doggone Skippy that it does. Now, the good news is I don't care, because if they try it, I will be on the radio again the next day, but they won't be around. So, Chris Cuomo lecturing a Latino woman, and this is why they don't understand they're going to get their butts kicked. And there was a precursor to the Democrats' 2020 issue, the 2020 problems, and it occurred in the Republican, this special election victory that happened in North Carolina's 9th district. 2020 is going to be different than 2018. Representative-elect Dan Bishop, this guy writes, didn't just overcome his Democratic opponent's two-year head start and millions of dollars in out-of-state money. He outperformed the GOP's candidate's 2018 efforts by 2 points. Quite a different narrative from what the cable news pundits want voters to believe in the great news for Republicans' prospects for next year. Now, I've been talking about this because they talked about it from Trump's victory, saying, well, Trump carried that district by this many points, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to get to that here in a bit. But he beat 2018 by 2 points. I'm talking about Dan Bishop, had to overcome millions of dollars. I told you, Democrats are great in special elections. You want to know why? They bring out everything. They throw the kitchen sink at you. They throw tons of money, tons of advertising, tons of Democratic support. And, I mean, all the trickeration and cheating and everything you can imagine, and they can focus it. When they have to spread it out, that's a major problem for them. So now this guy writes, House Republicans are now 3-0 in special elections this cycle, and in all three races, the GOP nominee outperformed 2018 results. In Pennsylvania's 12th, North Carolina's 3rd, Republicans even outperformed President Donald Trump's 2016 numbers. I just want you to for those of you who are naysayers and who are always, well, Kevin, I don't know, man, okay, I just gave you some information that should be useful to you. The current GOP strategy, he writes, is focused on two truths that spell disaster for the Democrats' prospects in 2020. First, House Democrats' socialist agenda is wildly unpopular with voters and will be an anchor around the necks of their candidates in swing districts. Secondly, President Trump is the single most effective surrogate and turnout machine for the Republican Party. Now, in the case of Bishop, Donald Trump said he was losing by 17 points and then he ended up winning by whatever he won. And they're questioning, well, was he down by 17? I don't know, don't care. Here's what I do know. Trump comes to town, he holds a rally, he gets thousands of people to come. He says to them, you got to get out to vote. They go out to vote, and the guy wins, probably in a bigger margin than people believe. I know this. There was a Democratic pundit that came out and effectively said, there is no doubt that President Trump influenced that election positively in the favor of Bishop. Now, here's what this guy goes on to write. Effective messaging was made even more powerful by the efficient use of resources. The NRCC booked our entire TV budget up front, leading to substantial savings on ad rates and making dollars go further. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee did not follow our lead, which caused it to pay significantly more for its TV buys. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second and go into fundraising, because I've talked about this on the show. the Democrats have a serious problem in fundraising, which is why they can't buy all the ads. They're having to buy ads at higher prices. The Republicans are flush with money, so they can pre-buy in all these districts, and that's an advantage because you get to just blow, you know, your message out there over and over and over at a much cheaper price. The DNC, DCCC, whatever, comes along later, and they got to buy stuff at a much higher price. But that's just, that's, you know, a little tidbit of what it is. The bigger issue is their inability to fundraise so they can keep up with the Republicans. Now, I want you to understand, this was a special election. The Democrats threw all kinds of money at it. They didn't have to fight 50 different election cycles. They just had to focus on one that they wanted to flip. They did. And even with that, the Republican National Committee, not them, but the people who pay for these ads, they still outperformed them based on that, because they had the money. The second thing they had is they had the bully pulpit of Donald Trump. Donald Trump tweeting about the race, talking about the race, and ultimately going to town and holding a rally. This is what did it. So the guy goes on to say this. While McCready came into the race with a significant head start and cash advantage, Bishop was able to cut into that lead through smart digital fundraising. The Bishop campaign joined, I'm not going to give them a commercial, but there was a platform that they did, and they said they worked with the NRCC, and they put together a digital fundraising operation, and they won. Now, this is only, the reason why this is a big deal is because it's a bellwether, and when we come back in a minute, I want to talk about another article that goes into a little different spin on why this is so critical. Why this race was so critical. The Democrats have done, they've done some tricky stuff, and let me just kind of tell you what they're doing. It's like in Texas with Beto. They spent tens of millions of dollars to try to upend Ted Cruz, and they pulled out all the stops, and they lost there. They spent, I don't know, not tens of millions, but they spent millions and millions of dollars to flip this district, and they couldn't do it, right? So that's part of the strategy. The second part is they want to run moderates. They want to run people that are disguised as Republicans and get them in, and then they flip, which is what happened with this guy. I can't remember his name now, but it doesn't bear repeating. Anyway, we're going to talk more about
the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So before the break, I was talking about the special election in North Carolina, 9th District, where Dan Bishop won. And there's a variety of reasons why, and I was going into that, and I'm going to segue, because there was one article I was reading from where the guy just talked about how the Republicans outperform the Democrats, probably for the first time, with ad buys. They bought up all the ads early, so they were cheap. Democrats came in later, bought up what they could, but it was much more expensive. That speaks to the Democrats' ability to fundraise. Democrats normally do very well in these special elections. They flip seats, but they've had trouble flipping these seats, and that's where I left off. They're having trouble flipping these seats because the Republicans are finally getting the ammo that they need. Not only are they putting together the funding to do this, but they're bringing in the big gun, Donald Trump. And he goes on to say the most important weapon in this fight was President Trump. He says one of the biggest challenges in special elections is informing voters that the election is actually happening and getting them to the polls. President Trump was instrumental. His election eve rally generated invaluable earned media across all platforms, letting his supporters know how important it was for them to turn out on Tuesday. That turnout boost was vital, helped Bishop cross the finish line. Now, I want you to fast forward and think about the number of races that are going to be coming up that are critical. If you don't understand Trump, let me just help you. He's looking at this playing field of where he's going to need to go during the election cycle. You can bet he's going to go to the most highly contested districts. He's going to hold huge rallies. It's going to generate the buzz and do identically the same thing. You can't suppress the Trump machine. He says this: with Democrats defending 31 districts that President Trump won in 2016, the president will continue to be a major asset heading into 2020. That's enough for that. Now let me go on, and I want to read from the Spectator article. By the way, you're listening to Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, and we're analyzing these special elections, why Republicans are winning, why you need to remember these little things to help assuage any angst you may have. These are the reasons why we're winning. He talks about this. This is what a Spectator writes. Says, last week, Democrats were touting the special election in North Carolina's 9th district as the first major contest of the 2020 cycle. Polls indicated that Democrat Dan McReady might win what should be a pretty safe GOP seat. By Wednesday morning, after Bishop had won, their focus had shifted and much of the commentary was devoted to his thin margin of victory. See, that's when the Democrats go into this. We have a moral victory. They said, but little, he writes, little notice was taken of certain voting patterns that should frighten the Democrats. Now, why am I telling you this? Because I want you to be able to say, okay, they're giving me their side of the story. Yeah, but what's our side? Let's talk about some of the realities of it. He said, specifically, McReady did far worse than expected in every county but one. Many of those counties are dominated by, here it comes, minority voters. The most unnerving example from the Democrats' perspective is rural Robeson County. Ethnic makeup as follows: Native American, almost 39%. Black, white, 26%. Black, 24%. Hispanic, 8%. Two or more races, all the others are insignificant. He says on Tuesday, the Democrats received a fraction of the votes he received in 2018 running for the same seat. Ryan Matsusoto of Inside Elections provides the gory details. McReady won Robeson County by only 1.1 point. A massive decrease, listen up people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, a massive decrease from 15.31 point margin last November. Obama carried Robeson by 17 points. This dude won Robeson County, heavily Democrat, by 1.1 points. Let's just say 1 point. A decrease from 15 last November and a decrease from Obama of 17. This is a county of about 143,000 people. 74% are clearly not the racist rednecks that the Democrats would have us believe make up most of the Trump GOP base. The shift away from McReady was a result of disfranchisement among minority voters with the Democrat. Moreover, he writes, though Robeson was the most obvious, it was by no means the only ethnically diverse county whose voters walked away. Nearly 60% of Cumberland County's approximate 333,000 residents are black, Hispanic, or a member of some other minority group. McReady won it in 2018. Dan Bishop won Cumberland on Tuesday. I want to let that sink in with you for just a second. 333,000 people, residents of Cumberland County, 60% of whom are black, Hispanic, or some other minority group, and Dan Bishop won it. Now, when you start talking to me about blacks leaving the Democratic Party, Latinos leaving the Democratic Party, let me just put it to you this way. Either 60% of those people didn't show up to vote, and 40% of energized conservatives did, or it's a combination of both of those. Or we can add a third category. Some of those 60%, more than the Democrats care to admit, voted on behalf of Donald Trump. He goes on to say this. Much of the same scenario was played out in every county except the affluent white areas of Mecklenburg County. What's funny, in the old days, you look at an affluent white county and you think, oh, that's going to be solidly conservative. Let me tell you what affluent white means. It means white elitist leftist, an apologist. People who really don't like blacks and minorities pretend to. They sit in their gated communities and act as if they're going to go out and help the poor little colored folks. Meanwhile, all their policies, all their things that they're talking about do no offer no help but make them feel good. That's what we're dealing with. Anyway, he goes on to say that the only place where Democrats improved in 2018 was Mecklenburg County. Bishop only flipped two new counties from blue to red, but he turned several from dark blue to pale blue, reducing McCready's margins in enough ethnically diverse rural communities to win. So what's going on here, he asked. The question will be obvious to all but the willfully blind. Despite consistent attempts by Democrats to frighten minorities with evidence-free claims that the economy is faltering, no one is buying that tale. Do I need to tell you folks, it's the economy, stupid? It's the economy. Donald Trump's a racist. It's the economy, stupid. Donald Trump doesn't like Muslims. It's the economy, stupid. Donald Trump is making enemies of our friends. It's the economy, stupid. A Harvard-Harris poll released in early September asked the question, how strong do you think the U.S. economy is today? A majority of blacks, 53%, answered strong. In answer to the same question, a majority of Hispanics, 54%, gave the same answer. These are far higher than the GOP president has received, particularly from blacks. The marks that they, you know, in other words, blacks crediting Trump necessarily, but I'm just saying, you ask the blacks and Latinos, how's the economy doing? A plurality, easily, says it's strong. Now, he writes, it isn't necessary to consult the Delphic Oracle to discover why they are responding in this fashion. Black unemployment hit 5.5% in August, the lowest on record. Secondary effect of this record is overlooked by the news media, as Breitbart points out. Here's what they said. One result. The persistent gap between white and black unemployment also narrowed to its smallest on record. The unemployment rate has averaged around 2-to-1 for decades, meaning black unemployment rate is typically twice that of the unemployment rate of whites. In good times, the unemployment rate of blacks between whites and blacks falls, but the gap remains. Black unemployment typically remains about twice that of white unemployment. In other words, the decline in unemployment inequality now is undefinably the best on record because it comes in the context of falling unemployment. So he's narrowed that gap. It's no longer 2-to-1. Black unemployment is 5.5%. Unemployment is 3.9%. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you want it to be doubled, then black unemployment would have to be almost 8%. Anyway, they said President Trump took pains to point this out at the North Carolina rally, explaining that he needs the help of people like Dan Bishop to keep the economy strong and creating jobs for Americans. He called out the other Dan for supporting Nancy Pelosi on higher taxes, sanctuary cities, radical abortion practices, etc. He says, on jobs, taxes, and importers, Dan McCready is wrong and Dan Bishop is right. He got people thinking. And the voters responded, folks, this is not good news for the left, and they know it. These are the numbers that scare them the most.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.